The KSL's Traffic Center, Ricky Meese.
Slow and go mixed with still a few spots of stop and go speeds, but those are starting to break up. But it's still a long, slow ride southbound from downtown to Bangor Highway in Draper on the 21st South Freeway, continuing delays westbound between I-215 and 7200 West. Southbound I-215's west belt between California Avenue and the Maverick Center, stacked up and slow. And now eastbound I-80, still seeing that is a little bogged down on your drive from 7th East all the way over to I-215. Len Thomas?
Well, and also in Salt Lake County, Ricky, we've got some slowing on Bangor Highway. It's continuing in the slow mode in some spots from 201 down to 3500 South, where it gets to be the slowest on down to the Kearns area, and then again it's slow in West Jordan down to South Jordan. And if you're going over the point of the mountain into Utah County, it's slow southbound I-15 at the top of the point down to Thanksgiving Point. And we have reports in the scanner we're hearing of possible pedestrians on the roadway in Orme, about 800 north. That is northbound I-15, so keep an eye out for that. Mark?
Well, it looks like it's still slow, but speeds are trying to pick up here. 3300 south, headed for South Salt Lake through downtown and all the way up to the north interchange. Get a free up, going to hit it again between Highway 89 and Hillfield Road through Davis County. Northbound Highway 89, slow in two spots. Up to Fruit Heights, another stretch northbound around South Weber. That's trouble reported just prior to the I-84 interchange. And 215 at the north end, yeah, it's slow as well. Headed from I-80 up towards the West Bountiful area. Commercial flat roof problems, 777 roofs last longer, costs less, and save on taxes and utilities. They'll replace it, restore it at 777roof.com. Mark Jackson of the KSL Traffic Center.